Many of you have asked for it, and so I spent some of my paternity leave creating it, an introductory Stoicism course. The best part? I've launched it using Gumroad's Pay What You Want model. So if you want to pay $0, you can get the course for free. That's right, free. Learn more and enroll in the course by going to understandingstoicism.com. That's understandingstoicism.com.
I have used a lot of commerce platforms in the past. By far, the most robust is Shopify. No matter how complex your business needs and no matter how large your business grows, Shopify can handle it. And they do handle it for brands like Rothy's, Ruggable, Allbirds, Knox, Magnolia, Brooklinen, Glossier, and Cotton, to name a few. You may already use another e-commerce platform, and you may be super unhappy with it, but you've already put a lot of work into it, and migrating to Shopify could seem impossible. But I'm here to tell you that it is quite easy. When I migrated to Shopify back in 2022, their apps and tools meant I just had to make a few clicks, and everything was ported over as if by magic. Shopify also lets you design your storefront however you like, which, from personal experience, I know isn't the case for many other commerce platforms out there. All these features and all this control can result in more sales more often, so stop leaving sales on the table. Switch your business to Shopify today and discover why millions trust Shopify as their all-in-one commerce platform to build, grow, and run their businesses. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial at shopify.com/practical, all lowercase. That's 1 month for just $1 at shopify.com/practical. shopify.com/practical. Good morning, Prakoptan. Just a reminder that this week's episodes are shorter than usual because we're on a vacation, and as a concession there, I have reduced the number of ads in these episodes from just one at the beginning and one at the very end. Feel free to use the skip button if you'd like to. You can do that no matter where you're listening from. This week, we're wrapping up book four, and we will be back to the newly normal weekly calendar of content starting on February 6th. Today, we're jumping into meditation 51, which reads as follows. It is vulgar, but still a useful help towards contempt of death, to pass in review those who have tenaciously stuck to life. What more have they gained than those who have died early? Certainly they lie in their tombs somewhere at last. Cadicianus, Fabius, Julianus, Lepidus, or anyone else like them, who have carried out many to be buried, and then were carried out themselves. Although the interval is small between birth and death, and consider with how much trouble and in the company with what sort of people and in what a feeble body this interval is laboriously passed. Do not, then, consider life a thing of any value, for look to the immensity of time behind thee, and to the time which is before thee, another boundless space. In this infinity, then, what is the difference between him who lives 3 days and him who lives 3 generations? Well, now hold on, Marcus, baby. That sounds a little nihilistic. We don't need to live forever in order for it to matter that we lived a little. But since I am assuming you were sick and grumpy when you wrote this particular meditation, I'm going to go ahead and let that slide. I don't know the history of the peoples named in this meditation, but perhaps Marcus is asking us to think about those who have avoided important things out of fear of death. Perhaps they have run away from a battle that needed to be fought, and they ran away because they wanted to live longer. Well, imagine they lived 5 years longer and died anyway. Is 5 years, or even 30 years, a good reason to avoid that which needs to be done for the good of the cosmopolis? It hardly seems so. And you might say, but I would avoid going to war if it meant I could live happily for another 50 years. And I would ask you, if you said that, what guarantee there is that you would live even for one more day, let alone 50 more years? And then I would ask, but what of the greater good of your community? If you run away, when you could be of great use, your village or town might suffer greatly. You could have been part of reducing or eradicating that suffering, and you would choose to run and rob your community or town of that benefit just so you could live another little bit of time? Is that who you want to be? A man or woman who 50 years hence cannot sleep at night for the regrets they have about what suffering they did not stand in the way of? Yes, the longer you live, the more fancy dinners you might have, the more vacations too, the more you might achieve as well. But should you avoid death for the sake of these things if your death is required of you now? If stepping in front of death to save another from it is what seems appropriate to you in the moment, will you instead step aside and allow that other person to die so that you can have more fancy dinners or trips to the beach? What selfishness is this? What irrational fear is it rooted in? You are flesh wrapped in a husk, and you've got a little bit of mind in there, and you should be using that mind to live an appropriate life. Not a long one, not a fun one necessarily, not anything other than an appropriate one. And you should be doing everything you can as a Stoic to determine what appropriate means to you. Then you should go out there and live that appropriate life as well as you can. Hey, thank you for listening to today's episode of Practical Stoicism. As I said in the episode, we're on a break and we will be back on February 6th. In the meantime, I'd like to invite you into our Discord community so that we can get to know you and so that you can get to know us and other listeners. You can find it at stoicismpod.com/Discord. It is 100% free to join, and we would love to have you. Until next time, take care.